The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here from our perch in the South Point Studios on the South Point Studios streaming network on YouTube at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct each and every Wednesday through Sunday morning right from here, your gaming capital. And we want to also welcome all of our listeners on the other platforms that we have, like our local radio stations, just in case you're running around this morning, at Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And, of course, all of the platforms that we have streaming around the world, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. iPhone or Android, got that covered too. We got the apps, the KSHP app that you can hear us, and of course the YouTube app that you can hear and see us on your iPhone or Android, and anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We welcome you to the show. Now, we got a couple of things just to give you a heads up on. First of all, we continue with the Olympics, and the U.S. teams are doing well, so that's good news there for our U.S. teams around the world in the Olympics of Paris. Yesterday, there was an accident on the main thruway, the main highway between Southern California and here in Las Vegas that stopped traffic for almost 4 hours, stopped it in the middle of the desert there. It was a truck that overturned that had lithium batteries in it, and they could not put out the fire of the lithium batteries with water. When the fire department showed up, they couldn't get it under control. They couldn't get it out, so they are waiting for that thing to burn out. The highway is semi-open now, but it was really a snarl between Las Vegas and Los Angeles yesterday. And, of course, with that big fire that's raging in California, a fire that they say is bigger than the size of Phoenix, Arizona, and with the marginal wind that we have right now, a slight wind that we have in Las Vegas right now, you'll notice that if you're here in Vegas, the wind is carrying in a lot of the smoke from that fire into the valley here. And so you're going to have your air quality marginal today here as well. So if you smell a little bit like smoke out there, that's the reason for that. And, of course, right now outside here in Las Vegas, it is 87 degrees. It's a rather pleasant 87, though. I can tell you that right now. It's a pleasant drive in. We're only going to get up to 107 today, so we're not in an extreme heat warning, but you still have to stay hydrated. It's still going to be 107. So keep that in mind as well. As far as temperatures around the country, Miami 90, you got New York at 85, LA is 84, and Phoenix, Arizona will top out at 110. Chicago, 86 degrees. So that's kind of like the weather around the country. And, of course, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race book here at the South Point. So good news there. All right, we want to remind all of you out there, if you haven't tried YouTube, the YouTube streaming TV network that we're on now, we ask you to do so. It's really simple. Just go to YouTube on your iPhone or any of your devices, and certainly your iPads and your computers. Go to YouTube. When you get there, put in South Point Studio in the search bar. You'll get to the page. You'll see us, a picture of us here at the Race Day Show, and you just press that, and you'll start watching and listening to the show. And on the right-hand side of the page will be a chat page, a chat site. So You can join in the chat, the race day chat, if you would like to, and we'd love you to, you know, get your opinions on things. But you have to be a subscriber to do it. So subscribe. Subscription is free. Doesn't cost you anything. So if you come to YouTube for the first time, subscribe to the race day section. Subscribe there on the race day page, and then you'll be able to chat. And we're going to try to incorporate chatting on our shows in the future. We're going to try that on Wednesday. We're going to try to get some of the people who are chatting to ask questions of our handicappers, etc. And we'll start interacting with you through the chat at the YouTube South Point Studios Race Day site. Okay? Good enough. All right, so we let's take a look at what happened around the country yesterday. Of course, you know, we're talking about Saratoga and Del Mar. We'll start with Saratoga. Saratoga yesterday, Jerry J gave us a winner in the third race, part of a two-horse entry, really bet down from 3-1, was the primitive favorite, got there, got the job done at $3.50. And then later on in the day, he had the two stakes races. The Alfred G. Vanderbilt, 6 furlongs for three-year-olds and up, was won by Nakotami. Nakotami ran down Skelly in the final strides to win the Alfred G. Vanderbilt for Tyler Gaffleone and trainer Wesley Ward. Nakatomi paid $9.30 for the win. Skelly was second, and Twisted Ridge finished third in that race. The horse that I liked in the race, Baby Yoda, needed to break with Skelly. This horse only performs well as the lead, and lo and behold, when they opened the gate, Baby Yoda was behind the field. So that was enough for that horse as far as what I was considering. All right, then we got to the Jim Dandy. This, of course, is the prep for the Travers Stakes. The Jim Dandy at 1 1/8 for three-year-olds. And in this race, fierceness is back. And that's exactly what the announcer said. In the end, fierceness was battling for the lead, and Sierra Leone, who was a zip code in last place going down the backstretch, made a big, bold move, then dropped to the rail. Fierceness bore out a little in the stretch, and it looked for a moment as though Sierra Leone might have passed Fierceness, but then Fierceness came back, veered back in, and Fierceness got the job done under John Velasquez to win for Mike Rapoli and company. And you know that's always good news when Rapoli wins, because there's going to be a lot of publicity about Fierceness next in the Travers Stakes. Fierceness at Todd Pletcher, the trainer. John Velasquez, the rider, paid $5.60 as the second favorite. Sierra Leone went off as the even money favorite. That one finished second. And Batten Down, a horse that I liked and was Rich Eng's pick, finishes third in the race. The Preakness winner, Seize the Gray, was never a factor in the race. And Pony Express was the horse that went out on the lead, and Fierceness was just stocking him in second for the better part of the race. Going into the far turn, Fierceness finally put him away and then held off Sierra Leone. Just wondering, though, he kind of drifted out, almost as if he looked almost like his stablemate, Mind Game, that also bore out in the previous race on his race as well. So we'll wait and see what happens there. But Fierceness goes on to the Travers Stakes now, off a win in the Jim Dandy. And by the way, Kenny McPeak, the trainer of Thorpedo Anna, who won the Coaching Club American Oaks last weekend, was vacillating back and forth what he wanted to do with her. Well, he said she'll tell him, and I guess she told him, because he has announced that Thorpedo Anna will now contest against the boys in the Travers Stakes, and that comes up on August 24th. So this is going to be a good Travers now, with the Fierceness back on his game, and of course Thorpedo Anna, that could be the best three-year-old in the country, male or female. So we'll wait and see about that. John Velasquez got his second win in the last race at Saratoga. Pick six paid $10,113.50. Fierceness win in the Jim Dandy gave Todd Pletcher his second win of the day, and for the most part, the only other race that raised my attention was the seventh race, a race for two-year-old maidens at 6.5 furlongs, where the winner was Chance McPatrick. Chancer McPatrick. This horse came from left field, I mean almost dead last at the top of the stretch, and roll down the stretch like a runaway express train to get up and win. Chancer McPatrick, Flavien Prat, or Chad Brown came from far back. This was a first-time starter or two-year-old. Paid $6.70 for the win there, but it was, you got to watch that replay. It was really something to watch. That horse, a two-year-old, too, first-time starter doing that, that's for sure. All right, now we get to Del Mar. Del Mar three stakes races. The first of the three in order was the Daisy Cutter at 5 furlongs on the turf. And in this race, Connie Swingle wins it. Kyle Frey aboard. That was Frey's second win already in the first seven races at Del Mar. Paid $11.20 for trainer Phil D'Amato. The Daisy Cutter was on the grass. D'Amato wins another turf race. As a matter of fact, Phil D'Amato finishes first and second in the race. His other trainee, Elm Drive, was second, and Stay and Scam finished third in the race in the Daisy Cutter. Then we have the San Diego Handicap, which is a Del Mar prep for the Pacific Classic later on in their meeting. The 2-5 favorite, Arabian Knight, went on the lead, uncontested on the lead, and was just rolling along. And then all of a sudden, going into the far turn, Dr. Veckman, who was in stalking him in second, went up to challenge. Dr. Veckman got the lead from him, and turning for home, Dr. Veckman was the leader, and Arabian Knight just absolutely dropped out and finished off the board as the 2-5 favorite. Katona ran a huge race and ran second, and Express Train was third in the race. Dr. Veckman gave Antonio Frasu his second win of the day, and Mark Glatt, the trainer there, paid $8.20. Big disappointment in the race was Arabian Knight. All right, then we get to the Bing Crosby. The Bing Crosby, which was a Breeders' Cup winning year in, 6 furlongs for three-year-olds and up. This sprint race saw the Southern California legend in his own time, the Chosen Vron, did it again, and rather easily, I might say. The Chosen Vron, who won this very same race last year, gets another freebie into the Breeders' Cup with this win. The Chosen Vron, Hector Barrios aboard. That was Barrios's second win of the day for trainer Eric Kruljak. This horse has won 19 of his 24 career starts and continues to build his legend in Southern California. The Chosen Vron wins. And it looked pretty easy at the end. Barrios was easing him up at the wire. Closed the Game Sugar, finished second. Now, Closed the Game Sugar is a horse that came from back east. And remember that the Breeders' Cup later on this year will be held at Del Mar. So this was a good run for Closed the Game Sugar in this race. A nice solid second there. He very well might be back for the Breeders' Cup. And finishing third was Jackstown. Jackstown finishing third. Of course, this horse will improve as well, with the limited starts that he had. I think it was only his third start of his career for Bob Baffert. Jackstown finishing third. So the Chosen Vron defends his title in the Bing Crosby and continues his unbelievable legend in Southern California. Winner of the last race was only one of two horses that were alive for the entire pick six yesterday. The favorite and this horse that was 20-1 on the morning line went off at 9-1 at the end. Got a beautiful trip by Kazuchi Kimura and won the last race. Baltic Fire paid $21.40 for Simon Callahan and took down the entire pick six pool. The payoff, $272,786.50 for that win. A solid win there. And so much for Del Mar. A couple of races did go gate to wire. You had the first race winner, Proud Starlet, which was a Jerry J. Star and a pop-out key horse that paid $38.60 in the seven-horse field for two-year-olds. That horse went gate-to-wire from the rail, I might add, for two-year-olds. And another wire-to-wire winner was another race for two-year-olds. That one was at a mile on the turf. Show of Force went gate-to-wire for Mike Smith and trainer Todd Fincher, paying $10 even there. So the speed is still probably the place to be at Del Mar, but the track got better yesterday. There were several horses that came a little bit off the pace and won anyhow. And that is what happened yesterday, but we have a whole lot to happen yet today. As far as racing is concerned, we got Jonathan Ardoon back, Rich Eng, John Lendo, and of course, Rich Eng's pick, John Lendo with us, who gave us a winner yesterday, by the way, at Del Mar. John Lendo's horse in the ninth race, halfway line, got there. That was Hector Barrios's first of the two wins of the day for him. That horse paid $940. So John Lindo and Jerry Jackowitz getting us off the schneid here for the week. But we still got a lot more to go. Hey, our other handicappers are going to get hot. Don't worry about it. And we'll have them, of course, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J with us today as far as that. Plus, of course, your racing menu. So without any further ado, we'll go to our first break on this Sunday. Coming to you live and direct from the Gaming Capital. Don't forget, get on YouTube, subscribe, and start chatting. We'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun. And our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn. And so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai-Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday. I want to remind you we're on Wednesday through Sundays in the morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time right here at the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network and, of course, on all of our other platforms as well. We remind you, by the way, now that we go to our racing menu and all those other platforms outside of Las Vegas, that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone because that's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times rolling out on our Racebook today. So if you're listening anywhere else around the world on any of the different platforms that we welcome at the top of the show and you're in another time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in. Tweak it so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. All right, here's the racing menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has $400,000 stakes races today. They come out, they run out like this in succession. The fourth race, the $100,000 concern stakes at 7 furlongs for three-year-olds, has a field of 6, and El Capi is the 9-5 favorite there. Then the seventh race will be the Alma North stakes, 6.5 furlongs, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, I should say. 10 before scratches, 9-5 favorite there is Apple Picker. Then the deputed testimony, the eighth race on the card, a mile of an eight for three-year-olds and up, has a field of 6. A competitive 6 at that. 2-1 favorite there is Time for Trouble. And the $150,000 Frank J. DeFrancis Dash Memorial is the 6-furlong feature of the features. The ninth race on the card for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 10 in this one. And the 2-1 favorite in that is Sibelius with Mr. Rosado aboard. All right, that's Laurel Park. First post time, 9:25 for the races today at Laurel Park. There are 10 races on the card. And again, as we said, 4 stakes races there at Laurel. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $4,457 at Laurel Park today. Next up comes Ellis Park. Ellis Park has 9 races. There's a first post time there is at 9:50. 9:50 at Ellis Park today. And then following that comes Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey. By the way, Ellis Park has a pick six jackpot carryover, $14,776. Moving on now to Monmouth Park. Monmouth Park has a first post time of 9:50. The Colleen Stakes for two-year-old fillies at 5 furlongs on the turf is their feature race at Monmouth today. And the field of 11 there going 5 furlongs on the turf. And the lukewarm favorite in this race at 3-1 is Dream Away with Mr. Paco Lopez aboard. That, the Colleen at Monmouth. And again, first post time 9:50 for the 10 races at Monmouth Park today. Next comes Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has 10 races. Their first post time at Gulfstream today is set at 9:55. 9:55 with a pick six jackpot carryover of $23,286. Woodbine, north of the border, comes up next. Woodbine has the Pink Lloyd Stakes as their 8th and featured, 6 furlongs, 4-year-olds and up, a field of 8. 8-5 favorite there is Patches O'Houlihan. That's the 8th on the card, 10 races overall at Woodbine. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $8,682. That's the pick 6 carryover, the jackpot carryover at Woodbine. $8,682 there. First post time, 10:05. For their 10 races at Woodbine. Saratoga, first post time is 10:10. We'll wait to get the latest weather conditions at Saratoga from Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Their feature race today is the Bowling Green, 9th race of the 10 on the card, 1 3/8 on the inner turf course for 4-year-olds and up, a field of 7 before scratches. Silver Knot is the 4-5 favorite with Flavian Pratt aboard. Saratoga's first post time is at 10:10 at Saratoga today. Canterbury Park is next. They have 8 races. Their first post time is 11:10 at Canterbury Park today. Hawthorne Racecourse follows that. Hawthorne Racecourse has 10 races. A couple of $100,000 stakes races today at Hawthorne. They are the 5th race, the Lady Carey Stakes at 5 furlongs on the turf. And the 7th race, the Robert S. Malaro Memorial Stakes at 5 furlongs on the turf. The Lady Carey for fillies and mares, and the Robert S. Malaro is for 3-year-olds and up open there. And first post time at Hawthorne today for their 10 races is set at 12:10 at Hawthorne today. Emerald Downs is next. Emerald Downs has 10 races. The first 3 races will be quarter horses. 2 of them will be trials for 2-year-olds at 350 yards. Races 4 through 10 will be thoroughbreds. 10 races overall at Emerald Downs. First post time at Emerald is set at 1:30 this afternoon at Emerald Downs. And then we go to Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf at Del Mar. 11 races again today, full fields for most of those races. Good competitive card again at Del Mar. And for the want of one winner in the pick six, we'd have had a carryover, but not so. It was taken down yesterday. The feature race today is the $250,000 Grade II Eddie Reed at 1 1/8 on the turf for 3-year-olds and up, a field of 9, and this is a good competitive 9-horse field in this race. Johannes is the 2-1 favorite with Umberto Rispoli aboard, but it is a full field of competitive horses. De Jour is 5-2. You got Easter at 4-1. Gold Phoenix at 6-1. A good race. The Eddie Reed, the 9th on the card. 11 races today at Del Mar in a first post time of 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock at Del Mar. They left money on the table in the last race at Del Mar. So the Super High 5 carryover carries over to today. That Super High 5 carryover, $17,616 at Del Mar today. Prairie Meadows, remember we're telling you, Prairie Meadows now. If their carryover does not hit today in the Pick 5 jackpot, which stands today at $147,639, if it carries over again today, tomorrow at Prairie Meadows, it will be a mandatory payoff in the Pick 5 jackpot at Prairie Meadows. Today, first post time is 2 o'clock. 3 quarter horse races, 7 thoroughbreds. First 3 races will be quarter horses, and 2 of those 3 races will also be 2-year-old trials at 350 yards. First post time at Prairie Meadows is at 2 o'clock as well. Sacramento closes today, so it's a carryover and a mandatory payoff in their carryovers. The Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $41,701. The Super High 5 jackpot carryover, 44,712. Mandatory payoffs there in Northern Cal today. Eight races, one quarter horse, that'll be the first, and then seven thoroughbred races. First post time at Sacramento today is at 5 o'clock, and then we wrap it up in Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos has nine races today, two thoroughbreds, and two mixed breeds, and then five quarter horse races, two of which, the last two of the five quarter horse races and the last two races on the card will be trials for two-year-olds at 350 yards, the quarter horses there. And, of course, you know, they seed the Pick 6 jackpot, a traditional Pick 6. The Pick 6 jackpot is seeded with $10,000, so there's 10 grand already sitting in the Pick 6 today, the pool there at Los Alamitos for the first post time of 7 p.m. And that is your Sunday race day racing menu. Okay, time to go to Jonathan Nardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So here's the deal, Jonathan. We got some chatters here that are giving a little razzmatazz to you. They said the Sierra Leone lost because you picked them.
Okay, it won't be my first loser. Yeah, I guarantee you that.
But I love one of the guys, and I'm trying to get it now. He said he has been betting Sierra Leone and Fierceness throughout this year, and he says he needs therapy.
Here's the thing, Ralph. If they ran these races with these three-year-olds 10 times, you'd have six different winners. Obviously, no one has really stamped himself as the superstar three-year-old. It's going to be interesting to see Torpedo Anna, the filly, running against the boys. But it's amazing. If Sierra Leone didn't win yesterday, I don't know. Pratt had this horse really far back. They rolled the track yesterday. Friday was a complete conveyor belt. They added dirt. Closers certainly had a fair chance yesterday. No excuses. You know, Sierra Leone got beat on the flat. And you were right, by the way. Fierceness started to look like Mind Frame at the top of the stretch when he started to dance around and found himself in the middle of the track. So let's see what happens come Travers Day. And just keep one thing in mind. We've yet to see Fierceness put two races back to back. He's an alternating horse. He runs a good race followed by a bad race. Well, he ran the good race yesterday. Let's see what's going to happen on Travers Day.
But, you know, it's always good to have Mike Rapoli win a race and be so excited, as you saw the big celebration in the winner circle, et cetera, because he's going to get a lot of print for the upcoming Travers. Yeah. And that's always good for racing. That's for sure. But I got to tell you one thing right now. They better look out for that filly, Torpedo Anna. McPeak is not the guy that just does things to get headlines. She must be telling him she's ready to face the boys. She might be the best three-year-old, male or female, this year.
Yeah, and what's interesting is Bob Baffert going to have anything to send here to the Travers? You know, he's been quiet as far as the three-year-olds were concerned, and that's really because, I guess, of Churchill and everything else. Maybe he didn't train the horses to be ready early. I don't know, but it'd be interesting to see if he sends anything out to Saratoga.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. You think Bob Baffert has a three-year-old somewhere in that vast stable of his of royally bred horses that he can send out there, because he like the Haskell, you know, the Travers, when he gets there, and he doesn't get there every year, but when he gets there, he's usually he's usually potent. I'll never forget when he brought Arrogate, I guess, there.
Arrogate.
Yeah. When he brought Arrogate there, went off at something like 9-1 and just absolutely destroyed the field there. So we'll wait and see about that. That's for sure. But certainly it's going to be a fun Travers. No question about that. And of course, leading up to that race, I got to tell you, Batten Down did not run such a bad race either.
He didn't disgrace himself. He ran very well. Sees the gray we knew was going to be up against it. He didn't even try for the lead yesterday, so that's interesting. By the way, out to Delmar for a second, Ralph. Kudos to the Chosen Vron. What a terrific, terrific need horse this is. Shows up every time. Everyone thought yesterday if you were going to beat him, that was the day to do it. But he won just as easily as he's won his previous races. Not only that, that race was at Delmar. The Breeders' Cup is at Del Mar this year. There aren't any superstar sprinters. He will have a legitimate shot in this year's Breeders' Cup sprint race.
And wouldn't that be the ending story to like a Cinderella type of story for the Chosen Vron? That's for sure. He is the ultimate
professional.
He's the backbone of this industry, that's for sure. He's the backbone of racing. He comes to work every day with a lunch pail in his hand, and he does his job, that's for sure. And congratulations to him. And Eric Kruljack, who, by the way, you know, he's been a great trainer for a long time, but he's showing his talents in keeping this horse sharp for a long time.
And Hector Berrios fits him like a glove. I mean, he's just got to be in love with this horse. It's like going to an ATM machine every time he runs, just cha-ching.
Yes, it is a cha-ching, that's for sure. And it'll be a big cha-ching come Breeders' Cup if he pulls off the Breeders' Cup sprint. And again, good note that it was going to be at Del Mar this year. So I think that's why they sent out that second-place finisher. Although the second-place finisher did, you know, run in Southern California, went back east, and then he came back over to Del Mar. I think that was kind of like, let's see what we have here over the Del Mar surface for the upcoming Breeders' Cup. I think that was kind of a test run. Did well, too.
What a buy that was for $10,000. He's made like over $1 million or close to it. So sometimes you get lucky in this game.
All right. The Eddie Reed today at Del Mar is a real good race at 1 1/8 on the turf. You've got Johannes, who ran big last time. You got DeJour, who won a couple of nice stakes races for Bob Baffert on the turf. You usually don't see Baffert with turf horses, but this one is one of them. And, of course, Easter is always a horse that people, when he does finally run his race, has a powerful closing kick. And Gold Phoenix, can't forget about him. But Masterpiece is the one that one of our chat folks think that's going to get the money, having Dutros and Masterpiece out there. Gets Dylan Davis to come on out as part of the package as well. How do you see that?
It's a wide open race, Ralph. You can make a case for at least five horses. Obviously, everyone you mentioned has a chance. But I would also include Balinkoff. Biletnikoff with Kazuchi Kimura. This horse on his best day has a shot. I lean towards Easter because I think he's going to be the forgotten one. I think you're going to get the most value with that horse. I think he's going to go all 4 or 5 to 1 that he's listed as. And on his best day, he's as good or better than them, like you said. But it's a wide open, terrific betting race and a pretty good card, especially the back half of it.
Johannes, 2 to 1 on the morning line. And by the way, we want to remind everybody that now that, the new line maker there at Del Mar is Jeff Siegel. Jeff Siegel is making the line at Del Mar. They're doing a pretty good job, too, because I'll tell you right now, I have, besides you guys on this show, but I've talked to many handicappers around the country that are really, they can't make heads or tails out of finding some sort of a trend or some sort of an angle to play Del Mar so far. It's been wide open and certainly fair for a lot of horsemen that don't normally win and some who are starting off hot. And, of course, it has been speed favoring, though, but it's loosening up a little bit. It kind of changed a little bit yesterday, I thought.
Making the morning line at Del Mar is like making the morning line at no other track in the country, Ralph. First of all, you got full fields. You have horses shipping in from all over the world. And, it's not like Santa Anita where they got 5 and 6 horse fields, so the morning line maker gets a little bit of a break. But when you have 12 and 14 horses in a race and they're all coming from every part of the world, good luck making that morning line.
You know, no question about that. And, of course, the added dimension of the ship and win horses getting a special bonus type of situations if they win first time out, etc. It does kind of put that little bit of a dynamic into the morning line as well, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do the job. I'll be honest with you. I just think it's very, very hard. And, especially early in the meet, after a couple of horses run over the track and they come back and run, you get a much better feel. But just doing it cold right off the bat, not an easy job.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. Okay, well, let's get started. Taking a look at the Eddie Reed, you're gonna give it to Easter in the end, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Saratoga, the Bowling Green. Silver Knot deserves to be 4 to 5?
Well, you have a couple of late scratches in there, Ralph, so it's now down to a 5-horse field. You could take out the 3, Segoy, and the 6, Strong Quality. You know, Charles Appleby, always dangerous. Flavian Pratt aboard. He's 4-5 on the morning line before the late scratches. He's going to be very tough to beat. He can handle the distance. 4-5, that's what you're going to get. I don't know if you're interested in betting the race with a short price horse like that, but as far as horizontal plays are concerned, Silver Knot is a single.
Yeah, I think if I were to play at Saratoga as far as within the race itself, I'd just punch one Exacta Cole, and that would be the 2-1 Exacta. Ohana Honor, I think, will be the runner-up in that race if Silver Knot wins it. Maybe Ohana can win it.
I agree, Ralph.
Okay, let's get started with some picks.
How about some winners today, Ralph?
Let's look at the fifth race. That would be nice.
Fifth race, especially with the comments now coming in on the side. I'll be in trouble.
You can't hide it, pal, you know. But I do know one thing. You guys do your work. I know you guys play what you say. And handicappers, just like horses, jockeys, trainers, etc., go through slumps. So we'll get through it. We're going to get a winner today. Jonathan?
We're going to get two winners today. First one comes in the fifth race today at Saratoga. And I like the number three horse in here, Standout Sensation. A three-year-old filly from the Tom Amos barn, Jose Ortiz, aboard to ride. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. A lot of success for Churchill Down Shippers this year, unlike previous years. They've all come here ready to run. Tom Amos, 3-10 at the meet with a second and third, so his horses are all running. Mm-hmm. The price is right. The horses worked well over the track. I like number three, Standout Sensation, to win today's fifth race out of Saratoga.
All right, Saratoga, fifth race, anchor in the early pick 4 and early pick 5 in the fifth race, number 3, Standout Sensation. Let's hope he is in the fifth race, number 3 at Saratoga. What about Del Mar?
Let's go to the fifth race at Del Mar, 5 furlongs on the turf. And I like the number 13 horse in here, What Makes Sammy Run. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the Red Hot Mark Glatborn. Two late scratches in there, the 1 Kerry Gold, the 12 My Numero Uno. So this horse moves into the 11 post, not an easy post position, but he's dropping in for a tag today for the first time. He's faced much better horses than he meets here today. Antonio Frasu aboard to ride, 5-1 on the morning line. Number 13, What Makes Sammy Run, wins today's fifth race out at Del Mar.
All right, the anchor in the early pick 4 and early pick 5 at Del Mar in the fifth race. Number 13, What Makes Sammy Run. Let's make the 13 a lucky number today. What? Number 13 in the fifth race at Del Mar. Remember, full sheets for Del Mar and Saratoga, Jonathan has at his website.
JONHARDOON.com. By the way, Ralph, the weather, absolutely beautiful. We haven't had rain, and we went through the whole week with no races rained off the turf. So let's see if we can keep it going.
Let's keep that weather mojo going, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, you got it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more Race Day on the Sunday show. Don't go away.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the Showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to give you Rich Eng's pick for today. Remember, Richie not on the show, but he has a full sheet at Del Mar at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Just go there and click Richie's icon. You'll get his selections for all the races today at Del Mar. Richie has a selection for the Race Day listeners in the featured race today at Del Mar, the Eddie Reed. In the Eddie Reed, the ninth race on the card, he likes number 3, Gold Phoenix, with Kyle Frey aboard. In the ninth race at Del Mar, the Eddie Reed Stakes, he likes number 3, Gold Phoenix. That's Gold Phoenix, the 3-horse in the ninth race at Del Mar. It's Rich Eng's pick for the Race Day listeners. Don't forget the full sheet for him, available at racedaylasvegas.com. All right, let's go to John Lendo standing by. John in Southern California. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. So you weren't the single winner yesterday either, huh?
No, and hats off to whoever that was. That's a pretty good handicapping.
You know, it was noted to me yesterday that we had 5 days of racing so far at Del Mar. Is this not the third single ticket winner in the Pick 6 so far?
I think it's 3, and we've had 1 carryover day. So it tells you. Even though favorites are winning at a pretty good rate, when they're not winning, they're tough to find.
Yeah, no, that is certainly the case. And I guess I hope it settles down to where we can get more of a feel for it. But, you know, you put in the larger fields, you put in horses coming from a little bit more wide open scope than they are in Southern California at Santa Anita, and you put that ship and wind dynamic in it, and you really have a mix that... it's kind of hard to handicap.
Well, that's what makes it fun, Ralph, and that's why there is value out there. The hardest part is once these horses establish form at Del Mar, they're gone. They leave and go back out to Santa Anita, but you can use that a lot of times in the fall meet when they come back in November. But it's a short meet, so you've got to have an opinion, and you've got to be right.
Anything that has happened at Del Mar in the 5 days besides the wide-open results in the races – that you have noticed and said, wow, this is really something?
Well, I think, Kyle Frey, if you remember last summer, took the summer off just for some mental health issues, just to kind of freshen himself up. He got good during the wintertime, and he's brought his form down to Del Mar. And I thought the first week, Antonio Frizu had a terrible first week. He was 1-for-27, actually was handed a 5-day suspension, which he's appealed. And he looked like he got back on track yesterday. He won the first race with a maiden for Tim Yachtin. And then he wins aboard Dr. Venkman, in the San Diego Handicap. He looked a lot more like himself yesterday. So kind of watch for that. He's had a lot of live mounts that have had some trouble. Maybe he gets rolling now.
Well, let's hope he does get rolling, because he's a very good jockey, that's for sure. And what about the Eddie Reed today?
It's an interesting race, because the other two races later in the meet, you have the 1 mile race, the Del Mar Mile, and then you have the Del Mar Handicap at 1.3 miles. So this is kind of an in-between distance. I think the best turf horse in Southern California is number 9, Johannes. I've thought that for a while. He's never been 1.8 miles, so that's going to be a question. but he ought to fall into a good trip here. There's a limited amount of speed in this race. I think he'll follow the horse right to his inside Balladeer, and he'll get first run on the closers. And if he's as good as I think he is, that'll be good enough. I think Easter is a horse that's going to improve. Blinkers On may help him stay in closer contact. De Jure, this mile and eighth might be what he wants. And I think Gold Phoenix, who Richie likes, obviously he likes his turf course, but he's prepping for the mile and three eighths race later in the meet.
John, there is a note from Southern California that I wanted to pass on yesterday. We ran out of time, but real quick, Christine Mohall, who has been a trainer for 22 years and is an offspring, of course, her father, Dick Mohall, was a great trainer before that. She has entered her stable, and she's moving to start a farm in Ohio, and her reasoning was she just didn't like what was going on in Southern California for the horsemen right now.
Right, yeah. She was out here for 24 years, a good horsewoman, had a reputation claiming a lot of the older geldings and taking good care of those older horses. But the protocols have gotten pretty restrictive out here. And the one quote she said, well, you know, they're training our horses at this point. And I think that has a lot of validity. So she's decided not to be out here. A lot of the horses she had will be with George Papa Padromo. She could return to training sometime, but I don't think it would be in California. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame when we can't keep a good horse person like that out in California. It tells you something about the dynamics of our business.
Yeah, the paperwork, that's for sure. And now time to get a pick. You and Jerry Jackowitz have been holding us up, at least yesterday on the show. You gave us a nice winner at Del Mar, a 940 winner in the ninth race yesterday, and we'll parlay that to another winner today, John.
Okay, I'm going to give you a pick and then a freebie right after we're done here. Mm-hmm. In the 11th race, final race at Del Mar today, number one, Court Snort, very sharp right now, won three of her last five starts, has won the Calbred condition on the dirt. You're allowed to win it on the turf. So she's back on the grass today, stretches out from the rail with a rider switch to Rispoli. She ought to fall into a really good stocking trip. 3-1 on the program, number one, Court Snort, race 11 at Del Mar. And for those of you that are listening or watching, you can get free data today from courtesy of Del Mar. I'm going to give you a web address, www.dmtc.com/data on us. And you can pick up a free product from Daily Racing Form or TripNote Pros, Thoroughgraph, or Today's Racing Digest. Courtesy of Del Mar, they're trying to help out their horse players, so I think it's a great promo.
That's fantastic. And if you would, text that out text that out and give the put it on your X account as well for people that can get there that way.
I will do that. And again, so that web address again, yep. www.dmtc.com/data on us, all one word.
All right, Linda Report available only in one place here in Las Vegas, and that is here at the South Point Hotel Casino's Racebook, free of charge, here complimentary because they love horse players. And we will talk to you on Wednesday, John.
Good luck today.
All right, now we go to Jerry Jackowitz, who gave us a winner yesterday as well. Horse got bet down, but was a good thing, that's for sure. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Ralph. I hope nobody betted at that price because we're very into the price. If we go below a certain price, we don't buy.
I know, but a winner is a winner, and you can only take what they're going to give you. And what are we doing today?
Well, I got a couple of interesting plays today. In the second race, I like Try It Again for Rudy Rodriguez, who hasn't had a particularly good meet here at Saratoga. But this horse is racing herself into condition and seems to be really in good shape. And I think her best race ever was at Saratoga. And so I want to give her a chance to win a little, here at 14,000. Mm-hmm. Not one is a three. So I like the one. She doesn't have much to beat over the 2, 3, 5 smaller verses. I'm all about the one in race number two.
All right. Jerry came in a little late with his selection, so we don't have the graphic available. Yeah. But in the second race, number one, Try It Again at Saratoga. Second race, the one, Try It Again. The link-ups are 2, 3, and 5 and reverse. The key horse is the one in the second race at Saratoga. And by the way, Jerry, you were right on the mark as far as fierceness was concerned yesterday in the Jim Dandy.
Yeah, we finally got him to run a race when predicted, and I thought it was a good effort. He's never really running from the conditioning of another race. It's always, so we'll see if he can, instead of come back from that, from this race, and run another forward race, he should be better, you would think. We'll see.
Yeah, but he's got to put two together, that's for sure. What about Del Mar today?
Let's go to the first at Del Mar, Ralph. Number two, Flatter with Jewels. Keep your girls happy that way. Mm-hmm. The two horse, just, you know, came off a little freshie and ran a hole in the wind last time out, and for this class and this ability, and really likes Del Mar. I'm really expecting her to run forward for D'Amato. 3-1, I mean, what can I say? You got to take the play. I'll take the two of the 1-3-6 small reverses. Here, watch your prices. I mean, if you get below 9-5 on these, you can pass. But
okay, first race. Value. First race at Del Mar, 2 o'clock post time. The one, my favorite daughter. The one is one of the link-ups, I should say. The two, Flatter with Jewels, is the play. The two is the play. The 1, 3, right, and six are the link-ups. 2/1, 3/6 in reverse. First race at Del Mar. Jerry J's Power Pages. For all of Del Mar, all of Saratoga, available at jerryjspowerpage.com.
Hey, they got him up.
Yeah, well, he's a quick one there, but, you know, you shouldn't do that. He, you know, he's got other stuff to do.
I got up late today, Ralph. There was no getting me up early.
Okay. Excuse there, Sean. He got up late. What about us? In any case, and what about our listeners? In any case, we're going to wrap up the show on a funny note. And, of course, remind everybody we'll be back Wednesday. Get ready to chat on Wednesday as well. Jerry will hopefully be with us with the chat as well on Wednesday. In the meantime, say it one more time. Quick, Jerry.
Have a great race day.
Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at kshp.gov.